Hello, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk to you about another tower foundation that is out there to help the families of tower climbers, specifically the Tower Family Foundation, started by Nate, and they're doing the best that they can to help the families of tower climbers. But first, a couple things. TowerSafety.com. Tower Safety, based in Phoenix, Arizona, is out there training people for tower safety and rescue and OSHA 10. And OSHA training, first aid, CPR, and all of that. And they will soon have drone training. Okay, so it's pretty impressive. The other thing is, my book's coming out. Well, my book is out. It's actually released. I just didn't do an official release party yet. The Wireless Deployment Handbook. It's the LTE Small Cell C-RAN and DAS edition. And it is there to help you with all your LTE Small Cell C-RAN and DAS deployment needs. The Wireless Deployment Handbook. End-to-end deployment, just for you. So if you can, pick up a copy of the book. You can get it in Cell-Fi, Gumroad, or Kindle. And then get on towersafety.com and schedule your training appointment today. All right, hey, let's get back to it. I want to talk about the Tower Family Foundation today. And the one thing, I interviewed two guys about this. I talked to Ben Little and Jim Tracy. The foundation has a lot of people, right? And all these guys that are on the board for the Tower Family Foundation, they don't take any money for it. It's strictly, completely volunteer. There's no salaries drawn from it, no money taken out. All the money that goes in stays in. And these are usually members of Nate, but it could be anybody that wants to donate their time. Ben Little and Jim Tracy are two of the guys I talked to, and they're really committed to it. They're committed to raising money for this foundation, and they've already raised close to $1 million. And they have some big donors like Verizon Wireless, AT&T Wireless, and some of the big carriers. If you go on their TowerFamilyFoundation.org website, you'll be able to see who donated. You just have to get, basically find your way around, and you'll find everything there. And I have several links at WadeForWireless.com. But I wanted to, and the name of this post is "Don't Blame, Don't Judge, Just Help." And let me tell you why I named it that. When I talk to these guys, they're very passionate about what they do. They get choked up when they talk about the people they've helped, and they have helped a lot of people. And in case you're thinking this, the companies don't have to be a member of Nate, okay? These guys go out of their way to help any fallen tower climber, to help their family financially, and they try to get a check to them within 7 days. Now, they wouldn't tell me who they help for privacy concerns, and I get that. I'm fine with that. But they do make every effort to get a check there within 7 days, even if it's a holiday. They can get a check there on Christmas Eve if they have to. In the family's hands, that's their goal, 7 days within an accident. They go right to the company owner and find out just the name of the address of the family that had the hurt or fallen climber. I mean, they do a lot. It's really impressive. They have quite a system set up. They aren't afraid to call people. They aren't afraid to ask. And the other thing that is key with these guys, the reason I called it "Don't Blame, Don't Judge, Just Help," they don't do any of that. They understand that's OSHA's job and probably every lawyer that's involved, okay? Whether it was stupidity, whether someone was at fault, whether there's a faulty piece of equipment, these guys didn't care. Ben and Jim didn't care. You know what they care about? They care about helping the family. They don't want to even think about anything other than something bad happened. How can we help? Okay. And I talk to these guys. They're really passionate about what they do. They just feel good. And every time I asked them to bring something up, they got choked up. And they're very proud of the fact that they're helping the families of tower climbers. Okay. It's just something that makes me feel really good. When you talk to these guys, you can just tell they just feel like they're doing so much. They're doing everything they can to raise money, not just within Nate or within the regular means of raising money, like FundMe is what I was trying to say. They get on these different fundraiser websites just to raise whatever they can. Their companies give whatever they can. And they paid out over $60,000 to the families of tower climbers. They don't ask, they don't judge, they just help. They don't care why the accident happened. All they know is that the accident happened. All they know is they have a goal of getting financial help to the families within 7 days after the accident, which is really amazing. whether it's a holiday or not a holiday, no matter what the circumstances, they have a goal and they're committed to that goal. I'll tell you what, talking to these guys, they were pretty good guys, Ben and Jim. I got set up with them through Nate, and these guys are on the board. And I have a video in there of Ben, how excited he was at the last Nate conference to really have people donate things and be able to auction stuff off and put all the money right into the Tower Family Foundation. It was really impressive. The Tower Family Foundation is really just that. They're there to help the families of injured tower climbers. They're going to start a scholarship program. They're going to do a lot, but they don't judge, okay? They don't care why the accident happened. They don't care. They just want to help. And their goal, 7 days, get the checks to the people. The guys do all they can. They don't draw a salary. They don't want a dime. They donate all their time. And when I say donate, that's what it is. They donate their time. They don't draw any money from the foundation. So every money, every penny that goes in the foundation is money that goes to a tower climber's family. And they're very organized in their fundraising. These are the big boys. You know, this is the United Way of the tower industry. They are very organized. They reach out to all the big companies and they want to help the families. Very structured and looking to save as much money and raise as much money as they can, so they can pay it out to the families that need it in their time of need. And like I said, Ben got very emotional when he talked about the story, how it was so close to Christmas, and they were really trying to get a check in the hands of the family before Christmas Day, and they did it. They got it there Christmas Eve. These people are seriously committed to helping people out. I mean, it really just makes you feel good. It's really amazing how organized their fundraising is, and how they really reach out to the big companies to help. And that's their plan. They're taking every dime they can get. And I have all the information in there. If you want to donate, go ahead and donate. You can see all the donors there. I have where Ben talks about fundraising. I have the website, thetowerfamilyfoundation.org. This group is committed to doing all that they can for the fallen climbers. I can't say that enough. They just want to help the families. And like I said, they paid out over $60,000 so far. The list of donors is on the website. It's good to see who is really giving the big bucks out, because these guys are doing everything they can to make sure that money gets in the right hands, the hands of the families that need it. Like I said, they don't take a dime for what they're doing. They don't judge. They just want to help. I know I sound like a broken record today, but that was really the message that they were getting across. I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood that the groups out there helping the tower climbers' families are doing everything they can to support them, to make sure the money goes to the right place, and to make sure that the families get it in a timely manner. Like I said, don't blame, don't judge, just help. That's the key here. And I would like to thank the Tower Family Foundation for all they do. I'd like to thank Jim and Ben for taking the time to talk to me and go over this. I really appreciate what they're doing. So I think it's about time we say thank you. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention. See ya.